our symbolic hands, getting and giving. Our symbolic hands, getting and giving. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Our symbolic hands, getting and giving. All of us have the ability to give and get. Getting seems to be a little more easy than giving, and sometimes giving is a little more easy than getting. It all depends on what the circumstances are. Now, what are the circumstances in your life? Are you an abundant person? Do you think in abundance? Or do you think in limitation? If you think in abundance, you're always giving. You're always sharing. You're always revealing to other people how much you love them by the things that you give to them. However, if you do not live in abundance, if you live in limitation, then you're afraid to give. You're afraid to give because that'll mean that you'll have less. That'll mean that you'll have less of the things that you really enjoy. Do you invite friends for dinner? And do you serve a lavish dinner and a wonderful dinner? Or do you serve whatever you have left over in the refrigerator? Do you serve, when friends come to visit you, do you go out of your way to be nice to them, to give and to do things for them? Or do you sort of hide the box of candy? Do you, if you put out anything, you put out the hard candies because that seems to be less desirable than the chocolate-filled candies. Hadn't thought of it that way, but yes, that's what many of us do. We hide the good stuff. And the people at the wedding feast, there, Jesus was asked to make the wine, and they said, "My goodness, you saved the best wine for last." Are we learning how to give? Are we learning how to give and get? Our hands are the symbolic way that we do it. Do we have our hands outgoing? Do we have them shining out? Do we always have them showing? In the medieval days, they would take off their glove and they would shake hands. And the reason for that was that they didn't have a dagger in their hand, they didn't have a weapon in their hand. It was a matter of showing that indeed I am not your enemy, I am your friend. Today we have that same opportunity of showing whether we are the enemy or the friend of the world by our ability to give and get with our hands. When you are sitting there enjoying a box of unshelled peanuts, the box that seems that you can never put down the peanuts, do you grab a fistful of 50 peanuts if you can? Do you grab a fistful of peanuts and eat them in your hand? Or do you take one at a time and open it and put the shell in the ashtray, if you will, and then take another peanut, just one at a time, and eat it gently and generously, and not as though peanuts are going out of style, but as though you are enjoying the largesse of the gift. Now, maybe it's your own peanuts. Maybe you're sitting at your own table eating your own peanuts. And you say, "I can eat as many as I want." Well, that's always true. We can always eat as many as we want. But when we reach out with gentleness, and when we reach out with just the caringness that we're not afraid that that's the end of the peanuts, or that we deserve more than we can get, or we're going to get some before there's none left. Well, our joy should be that there are none left. Our joy should be that everyone is enjoying them thoroughly, and that we had one or two. Maybe we didn't get any, but it didn't matter, because our joy is seeing them being enjoyed. We're not going to die because we don't have a peanut. We're not going to die because we don't have a piece of that candy. No, but we are going to grow spiritually and grow emotionally and grow in harmony and peace with ourselves and our world when we don't feel that we have to have a piece of the candy or one of those peanuts. When we can give lovingly, gently, and completely in life, when we can give of ourselves, give the very best that we have, and not think that that person is not deserving of it. You see, the big thing here is, indeed, the other person may not be deserving of it. They may be like the swine who trample the pearls into the mud, not realizing they're pearls. But who are you giving for? Who am I giving for? Who am I receiving for? I'm always giving for me. I'm always receiving for me. It's not a matter that this is for others. It's for me. When I can train myself to give the candy and not take a piece myself, or not even want a piece, not even wish that I had a piece, not even hoping there's a piece left over, when I can give it abundantly, then I am truly a spiritually giver, a spiritual giver. I am truly a master of myself. I am truly learning how to be the divine being that I am, the beingness of the divinity within me. If I could visualize how God would give, would I think God would give in limitation or in abundance? Would I think that God would give only a little bit of the peanuts that are available so that they would go around for the next party? Or would I give them all? And if they're all eaten up, fine, then I'd give something else. But never be concerned that what you're giving is too much. Never be concerned about it, because just give. And as I give, it comes back in overwhelming shares. It comes back in ways that I never dreamed of, in ways that I never even thought about. So often I have been at parties, and at these parties people would bring out the candy, or they'd bring out the peanuts, or they'd bring out the little sandwiches to share. And I might have been hungry, and I might have wanted to take 3 or 4 sandwiches, but I only took one. I only took one because I didn't need more than that. I was not going there to be fulfilled or to fill my hunger, but I was going there to share my lovingness. And if I ate everything up quickly, I wouldn't be sharing my lovingness. Oh, some people would say, I like to see a good eater. I like to see someone who just eats and enjoys. And it's not a matter of that. The person who makes that statement is saying they like to share. They don't like to see a good eater. They like to share. And, of course, if people eat what they are served, then these people who like to share are being fulfilled. But are they really? Are they really? Could you go to a bake sale at the county fair, for instance? Could you go to a judging sale where they judge how fine you cooked or how fine you made your pie or your cake or your bread or whatever it was, the pickles maybe, you know? And then the judges would each come and take one of your pickles and they would eat it, and some would say, ugh, and some would say, wow. And what would you think? Well, the person who said, ugh, you'd think, oh, gee, they don't like the sourness. And what do you think of the person who'd say, wow? You'd say, my, they must really like the way I put the pickle together, the way I bring out the sourness and the sweetness and the goodness. They must really love the way I make my pickles. And you don't care whether they eat your pickles. You just want to know from their taste that your pickle was very special. You see, it's not the volume. It's the attitude that comes. It's the judge who says, wow, with one taste. Not the person who eats a dozen cookies and says, boy, that was good, got any more? And they're just filling an empty space. They were not really enjoying it. But whether they were enjoying it or not is not our account. We just give, and we just share, and we just lovingly reveal who and what we are without any thought of it. I had a number of our staff one time, and we put out a bowl of cookies, and as the cookies went around, the staff members felt they should each take a cookie too. And of course, there weren't that many cookies on the plate. There were just only the cookies that were available. And so here our guests, who came in interspersed with the staff, some had to go without cookies because the staff members took cookies. Now, the staff members would have done well not to take the cookies and share them and just pass them along and say, no, thank you, but, you know, just pass them along or just say, I've already had one, you know, or some such statement to make sure that there were enough cookies to go around. But could you do that? Could you be that kind of a staff member that could just pass it along and make sure that everybody else got cookies, not worrying about yourself? And also, not worrying whether the other staff members got it and you didn't. You see, the art of giving is a very beautiful thing. It's a very loving thing. And our hands give all these things out and receive these things and generously reveal who and what we are. But our hearts say, when we need something, then we don't really deserve to get it. When we enjoy something and delight in something and let our whole being just emote over it, how wonderful it is, then it becomes ours. No matter what happened, if there were not enough cookies to go around and we just said, wow, those are good cookies, those are great cookies, and we encourage everyone to take it. And you know what happens? Out of the kitchen come another plate full of cookies, a bigger plate than the first one, and we can each have our share now. But because we were able to give, because we were lovingly giving, and how delicious they were, then our good always comes to us. It never fails. It never fails. But it's up to us whether we are going to be the masters or whether we are going to be the slave, whether we are going to be the wanters or the givers. Now, when we give lovingly, it always comes back. When we want something, we are wanting it for all of our life. The same is true on our healing treatment. When we say, I'm whole and perfect, then that wholeness and perfect just seems to flow through our being. When we say, I would like to be whole and perfect, I would like to do this, I would like to be free of this illusion, then we never are. Because we recreate that illusion constantly. You and I can do this perfectly with our hands, with our attitudes, with our being. So today, let's claim that which is for our highest and best, and say, I give and receive of the abundance of God. I give and receive of the abundance of God, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.